The Chicago Cubs have broken one of the longest droughts in world sport history. They've won their first baseball World Series after 108 years. The Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in extra innings in the seventh game of the World Series played in Cleveland. Chicago had led by as much as 4 runs, but Cleveland drew level in the 8th inning of an enthralling deciding game. National sports editor David Mark joins me now. People in Australia will have seen pretty recently the AFL Grand Final, in which a team won after something like
62 years.
But this just dwarfs that, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You're right. The Western Bulldogs won the Grand Final. It was 62 years since their last one. Cronulla Sharks won the National Rugby League Grand Final, their first after 50 years in the competition. But consider this. The Chicago Cubs have not won a World Series since 1908. That was 6 years before World War I. It was the year the Model T Ford rolled into production. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous. It's one of the great droughts of world sport, and they won it against the Cleveland Indians, who themselves had not won a World Series since 1948, in the most gripping of circumstances. The seven-game World Series went into the seventh game, and it was gripping until the end.
Well, tell us a bit more about the game in a minute, but first, tell us about the curse that many Cubs fans believe that they were on for a lifetime.
The curse of the Billy Goat dates back to 1945, when a Chicago Cubs fan who happened to own a bar tried to get into one of the games in the 1945 World Series. He had with him his pet goat, as you do, but he was refused entry because the goat was considered too smelly. They said, you have to leave. So he left and said, the Cubs are never going to win a World Series, and the curse stuck. And that it's hung around since there, the curse of the Billy Goat. Bill Murray from Ghostbusters fame, one of the great Chicago Cubs fans, came into the World Series this year. He's been to all the games wearing a T-shirt saying, I ain't afraid of no goats.
And I saw a photograph of him that's going around on social media today. He very kindly bought a woman he'd never met. He bought an extra ticket and he gave it to this woman who he'd never met, who sat with him throughout the game. Big smiles.
Big smiles. And one of the great images that will go around after this win is the picture of Bill Murray after the game. Big smiles, as you say.
So tell us about this game. Obviously, it was going to be a thriller one way or another, but sometimes those thrillers turn into washouts one way or another. One team wins by a lot or loses by a lot. But this time, no. What happened?
Well, to go back even further, I mean, the whole series was a thriller. The Cubs were trailing 3-1, and it looked like the series was going to go to Cleveland, but they managed to win 2 games.
So this is not like a grand final. It's a rubber of best of seven.
Best of seven-game series. They won 2 games in Cleveland to level the series 6-6. So we've gone into the seventh and deciding game. At one stage, the Cubs led by as much as 4 runs. It was 6-3 in the bottom of the 8th inning with 2 out, and yet Cleveland managed to score 3 runs in that time to level it all up at 6-6. Both teams went through the 9th inning without scoring a run, and in the top of the 10th inning, the Cubs scored 2 runs. Cleveland managed to claw 1 run back, but that was all they could manage, and so the Cubs won 8-7. And as I said, it was gripping until the end. It fluctuated each way. There was even a break for rain. It had it all.
And it's really, I mean, even though baseball isn't one of the major games in Australia, this is one game that people ought to look at on replay if they can.
I think so. And I mean, American sport is, you know, there are fans of American sport around the world in the ways that, you know, there are people who are fans of English Premier League football. There'll be fans of, you know, American basketball, and American baseball is huge. And the World Series is one of the great sporting events around the world. And this one particularly so. I mean, normally we wouldn't be talking about this. Yeah. It's just the fact that you had these two teams that, you know, hadn't won for at least 7 decades, or in the case of one, you know, 108 years. And for them to win in that time, it really is a great fairy tale. And, you know, the streets of Chicago will be going mad.
David Mark, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.